Okay, so if people ask why something has happened, do we, without speaking about karma, they will not be satisfied?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on person to person. Even with speaking about karma also, they will not be satisfied. That's why, see, karma is not a satisfactory explanation for the last, for the life problem. It is the least unsatisfactory explanation. It is, what options do we have? Why do bad things happen in life? You could say like everything happens by chance. That's not the way we function. There is some cause-effect correlation actually. So chance is not a very satisfactory explanation. Then it is God's arbitrary will. That's also not a very satisfactory explanation. Then how can I devote myself to God who is so arbitrary? But karma, so it's in a normal court, the person is punished without being told what they are being punished for. That is not considered a fair system of justice. So karma is like that. So that's why, now of course we could say that, you know, we have been through so many lifetimes and so many things we have done, that to remember it all, to remember what action has been, which reaction, it will be very complicated. And we will just get intellectual overload, remembering all the things we have done in the past. And it's not simple, no, that one action lead to one reaction. Sometimes one reaction may be a result of many actions also. So in that sense we could say that it's difficult for us to know, to process, and that's why we are not told about it. But the fact remains that when suffering comes upon us, without we coming to know the specific cause of suffering, it's not very easily acceptable for us. So actually, even when somebody has done something wrong, and even when they get a just punishment for that, still they feel that, you know, I didn't deserve this. So almost no criminal in a jail feels that I was justly punished. So in general, nobody will feel like that. But what I'm saying is that because we don't know specifically why somebody is getting a particular reaction for a particular situation, for what action they are giving a particular reaction, for us to take of karma as the ultimate explanatory solution, that doesn't work. It is a reasonable intellectual explanation, but it is not a very reasonable emotional explanation, because it doesn't seem fair that I am punished without being told why I am being punished. So that's why I will say we have to see whether speaking about karma helps the person. If it helps, well and good. There are many psychologists who charge Hinduism as being a psychologically damaging doctrine, because they say that this whole principle of karma is psychologically damaging. Somebody is, say, born handicapped, and they are physically also burdened, and then you burden them further by giving them bad karma because of your burden like this, because of your suffering like this. So you create a psychological burden on them, you create a guilt complex within them. Now that is not how karma was administered. But the thing is, we don't know what a person's psychology is and how a particular point will be interpreted by them. So karma is a philosophical explanation, but it has to be understood properly, it has to be processed properly, both by the person speaking it and by the person who is receiving it. And we need to create a proper context by which, within which to process it, within which to convey that explanation. So I have not seen many people being satisfied, especially amid distress, feeling satisfied as if, no, they didn't know it, and suddenly somebody is in great distress, somebody has lost a loved one, somebody has got a cancer, somebody has got a sudden financial reversal, and then we go and tell them it is because of your karma. Oh, thank you have given me an explanation, I am so grateful to you. I have been preaching for more than 20 years, not even once I have come across this. Somebody feeling grateful, oh, you gave me the knowledge of karma. I personally, I did feel grateful when I understood that, you know, okay, I had this leg problem because of past karma. But that was long after I had accepted that I have a handicap, and there was no strong emotional involvement over there. I know one devotee who, after his son passed away, was very grief struck, but then he came to bhakti, and then after a few years he came to bhakti, and then he understood, I am a soul and whatever happens to me by bad karma. So after the emotional healing has been done, then intellectual explanation becomes more sensible. without the emotional healing, it doesn't help much. I'll give you a simple example for this. Say somebody has got diabetes and they eat some sugar and eat some sweets and they suffer and they come to a doctor and the doctor starts chastising, "You fool, why did you eat that sugar?" Well, first the doctor has to treat them. That emergency that has happened, they are in pain, they may be vomiting, they may be on the verge of death. First help them. And then, as a part of helping them, the doctor will also tell you, this happened because you took sugar. So please don't take sugar in future. So knowledge has to be a part of the therapy. Knowledge alone is not the therapy. And sometimes what happens, we think knowledge alone is the solution. Knowledge alone is not the solution. Yesterday we had an elaborate question answer on this topic in the last session. We told about how there was a natural disaster in some place and some devotee went and spoke in that village. I didn't know this natural disaster happened because of your karma. After that, some Christian missionary came over there and offered them relief. 97% of the villagers converted to Christianity. So the Hindu preacher just came off as insensitive to them. So we have to see what helps. Knowledge of karma is one resource which we have, and it is a very powerful resource for people to make intellectual sense of things. But people have to come to an intellectual a level where they are, can at least make sense of things intellectually. It's like when I'm in physical pain, if I'm in immense pain and doctor says, okay, this is particular disease, your disease is there. You have got this particular disease. Okay, whatever disease you have, please give me some treatment right now. Please help me deal with the pain right now. So, knowledge of karma is one part of the help that we can give. But if that is the only help that we give, often we may appear as very unhelpful. And we may alienate people instead of actually helping them.
So, it can be said as right plus and wrong opposite.
So, when something bad has happened and if we don't tell them about karma, how can we actually help them? Now we tell them that our consciousness normally goes on two tracks, material and spiritual. So at the material level, bad things can happen. And why a particular bad things happen to particular people, we just don't know. And it's true. Specifically, why particular thing is happening to particular person, we know a general explanation of karma. But particulars, we don't know. So we're not wrong in saying that. We just don't know. But in general, the pattern of this world is that it is a place of distress. So the overall solution is, basically, I have a whole seminar on this, but this, normally when problems come, you work at three levels. There's an immediate solution, the intermediate solution, and there's the ultimate solution. The immediate solution is, work at the practical. Now, if I have got fever, then I go to a doctor and find out what is the problem. It's malaria. Take some anti-malaria medicine. That's the immediate level. That's the immediate level solution. And immediate level solutions are required. And not administering them is unfair, it's harsh, it's cruel. But sometimes the immediate solutions may not work. So, or we can even go forward and why did the problem come? Okay, I was living in this house with five other people. Why does mosquito bite me alone and not someone else? There we can go to the intermediate level cause. Okay, it's because of my karma maybe. And then, what can you do? Some people do some astrological things, worship this devata, or wear this ring, or do this puja. I can try to mitigate the results of the past karma. Now the ultimate cause is, we are disconnected from Krishna. We are forgetful of our spiritual identity and a spiritual relationship with Krishna. So, traditionally, problems were dealt with at all three levels. Now people would do practical things to solve the problem. People may also do some karma kanda rites or some astrological performances to try to deal with the karma, and people will also be practicing spiritual life to go towards Krishna. So, in general, if we can offer an immediate solution, we try to offer that. But the intermediate solution in today's world, people don't have much faith in that. And whether astrology will help, whether worship of some particular devata will help, we don't want to even recommend that. So then we talk about the ultimate solution. No matter what distress comes in our life, is ultimately Krishna who is, if we connect with Krishna, we will get spiritual shelter. That even amidst distress, if we absorb our consciousness in Krishna, we will feel relief, we will feel strength. So, understanding that, yes, this is happening to me at the material level, but beyond that, my spiritual core is indestructible and my relationship with Krishna is inalienable. Let me try to focus on that. When we focus on that, then that's also something practical again. Okay, try to chant Hare Krishna and become absorbed in Krishna. Hear some kirtan, hear some katha. So do something to absorb yourself in Krishna. That is also, it's not as practical as taking a medicine. But if the medicine is not working, that is still practical. Just attributing, oh, it's because of your past karma. Okay, what do I do then? There's not, no, the knowledge of karma has no practical value. It is, philosophically it is very valuable. But it has no, what do I do practically? Yeah, so therefore, it's best to acknowledge that the immediate solution not being there is sad, or the immediate problem being there is sad. But focus then on the ultimate solution.